But we do have Mike Ducey from Fox 4 riding along with us this morning. He's in for Junior Miller, and this is a longtime Muser tradition that when Mike comes into the studio, he likes to get caught up in the world of swimming with our resident swim coach.
In the world of swimming.
Marge, who's going to roll into the studio.
Hey, here she comes. Hi, non-George. Oh, my goodness. You're not the regular non-George.
Yeah, look who it is, Marge.
You're the Mike Ducey non-George.
Hello, Marge.
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, my Lord. You're my like my biggest TV crush of all time outside of Howie Mandel and that Michael Strahan.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, huh? I love Michael Strahan. I don't want to get too graphic.
Okay, well, don't.
But that Michael Strahan turns my chair into a slip and slide.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, love his smile. I love his smile.
Do you?
I'm going to fill that tooth gap with some nether region follicle floss.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying, Mike?
I'm hearing you, Marge.
And, Mike, I love watching you on Fox 4.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, I love it. You look so comfortable with yourself.
Oh.
I love it. I love it that you're comfortable enough to let yourself go like you have.
Yeah.
It's just so great to see someone who accepts themselves with all their flaws. I was watching the other night and you were cracking me up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the other night. It was so funny, George. Michael Ducey farted so hard on the air that he blew Steve Eager's hairpiece into a screaming Heather Hayes' face.
I missed that.
It was so great.
I tried to suppress it. Didn't
Mike,
work.
I don't know if you know this, but George was one of my swimmers.
I remember
okay,
you
here's
saying
the thing.
That.
She may coach swimming, but I did not swim for
and
her.
I wanted some of his swimmers.
Oh, gosh.
No, George just wasn't any swimmer for me. He was my star. You are my star swimmer.
I was never a star swimmer.
Mike,
no.
He led us to the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Who?
But he quit the team the week before the Olympics to chase some high school hussy in his Ford Fairmont.
Okay, I did have a Ford Fairmont, but I did not.
She was no good for you, and I told you that then, George.
I don't remember that.
She couldn't take care of you like I could.
Oh, gosh.
She didn't induce lactation at your request like I did.
What?
What? We were so good together.
Who was like that?
So remember, good together.
No, I don't.
But boy, our lives
someone.
Really diverged after you quit the team and I had to pull out of the Olympics. Your life has been full of Marconis and awards.
Yeah, come to think of it, they kind of have.
Mine's
yeah.
been full of intestinal blockages from eating undercooked Trinity River carp.
Oh,
so,
my gosh,
a little
yeah.
different.
Be careful eating fish out of the
little
Trinity.
A little bit.
But now my life's going pretty well. As you can see, the wheelchair that you put me in is electric.
Okay, yeah.
So that's good.
As opposed to gas-powered?
It's not quite as fast as I would like it.
Yeah?
As the battery health is worse than my own.
Oh, no. Marge.
You know, I mean, like, the battery doesn't have the power, so it doesn't have the torque to really get me going.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So it takes quite a while for me to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Yeah, that's always dangerous when you're trying to cross
Last
that.
Last week, I was almost successful.
Yeah. Almost.
Mike, it was a funny story,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, good.
I was halfway across when I looked back and I saw Ford F-150 bearing down on me. And imagine my surprise at seeing George Dunham behind the wheel, narrowing his eyes before the camera cut to a close-up of his right foot stomping on the accelerator. The impact launched me into the mid-cities, but I understood, George, that you were just doing a good-natured prank.
Me. No,
it was just a prank.
That wasn't me.
Oh,
trust me. It
I only
me.
Wish the doctors had put my feet back on the right stumps.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been nice, but they were just doing a good-natured prank. George, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Can I come live behind your huge gothic mansion?
Okay, I don't have
that
a
That blares
gothic
red
mansion.
Dirt rap music at all hours of the night.
Red dirt rap music? What are you talking
I hear
about?
That.
I could just live in the woods and eat roots and berries
no,
and whatever small woodland
necessary.
Creatures I could catch by hand.
No, I don't think that's good, but we do need to get you housed, though.
By the way, remember that one glorious year that you took pity on me and let me stay in your tool shed
nope.
for a whole Christmas
I don't,
day?
I don't have a tool shed.
That was so kind of you.
Christmas miracle. miracle.
It was a Christmas miracle.
You confused me.
Especially when you came out and gave me a new coffee can to go potty in.
Oh.
So kind of you.
That didn't happen either.
I filled the other one pretty quickly after eating that turned lunch meat that you fed me on the end of a stick.
None of this is true.
It was some guy. The Christmas miracle. I've got to go now, George.
Okay, bye, take care, Marge.
Bye, not George.
None of that is true. Funny, but it's not true. None of that.
Turned lunch meat
on a stick. No, that didn't happen.